Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Quinn Myers from Block Club Chicago, writing an article that I think dives much deeper than just a number, though the number is what we're looking at. Chicago recording the fewest murders in 60 years in 2025. Quinn Myers, welcome back to WGN, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me, as always.
What are the numbers? First, let's hear them.
So last year, and these are preliminary, they'll probably change slightly, get tweaked as you know, some final investigations happen. But there were 416 reported homicides in Chicago in 2025. That is down from 587 last year, or should I say 2024, since we're now in 2026. We're going to have to get used to that a little bit. And that's pretty remarkable that it's down from 805 in 2021. That is right after, during, and after the COVID-19 pandemic, when we really saw a spike in all kinds of violent crime and property crime, not just here in Chicago, but in cities around the country, right? Pretty amazing. And these are the lowest numbers, technically, since 1965, when Chicago reported 396 homicides, and really gets us back to where we were in 2013, 2014, 425 homicides recorded in each of those years. We're at 416. Technically, it's a few less, but we can say it's about even. So this is a pretty remarkable trend, I think, because it isn't just that we've gotten back to the pre-pandemic numbers. We've gotten back to where we were a decade ago. And honestly, you know, throughout not we haven't really seen this since the mid-1960s in some ways. So it's a pretty noteworthy trend. Although, you know, we should say we are still seeing high levels of violence. Chicago per capita is not in the top 10 most murderous cities, but we do see the most murders of any city in the country. But that's, again, not adjusted for population.
You mentioned some of the other cities also seeing a similar downtrend. Are we right in line with them? Are we ahead of them in some ways?
In some ways, we're ahead of places like New York and Philadelphia. We're seeing larger declines than they are. Los Angeles actually saw a slight uptick. They kind of bucked the nationwide trend. I'm not sure what's going on over there. And then, you know, we're pretty on par with cities like Detroit and Baltimore. Baltimore exceeds us slightly. So there is this nationwide trend, and in some ways Chicago is doing better for homicides and violent crime rates in general.
What about other crimes in the city? Some people might say, well, homicides may be down, but boy, those carjackings are up. What does the data show?
Well, the carjackings are not up. They're actually down 50% since 2024, and robberies. So you and I have talked about the robbery spike that we saw in 2023 and a little bit into 2024. Chicago saw like 12,000 robberies in 2024, staggering amount. This year we saw almost half of that, about 6,100. And that is actually 2,000 fewer than the 2019 levels. So we're seeing progress in that, seeing progress in carjackings, seeing progress with burglaries, property crime also going down. The one area that I think is important to note that we are seeing an increase in is in domestic violence incidents. And this, I believe, actually my colleagues at Block Club are working on a deep dive about this right now. But fatal domestic shootings went up 50% in 2025. From I think around 18 to 27, and overall domestic homicide spiked by about 15%. So that there is some asterisks here. It's not a total across the board decline, but in almost every other category, we are seeing significant decreases in crime trends.
Some people might say, without looking at the chart, well, these things ebb and flow a little bit, and they do, no doubt. And maybe we count certain things a little different. What will classify as a Chicago homicide? The expressways not getting counted versus years ago. But suffice to say, this isn't within like a 10% margin. This is a categorically precipitous drop in homicides that can't be denied.
Absolutely. And yeah, again, you know, the numbers might change a little bit around the margins, but this is a 30% decline that we saw year over year, 2025 versus 2024. I mean, that's about 170 fewer murders, which is really significant, right? Again, though, you know, I think if you live in a community, a neighborhood where someone on your block gets shot, or you get robbed on the way home from a night out, you don't care about the stats, right? And I think that is something that I do want to stress. Like, this is great. It's a great, hopefully, a story that's going to continue where we see a decrease in violent crime. But again, if this is happening to you in your neighborhood, you maybe don't care so much if you still live in a high crime area. So I do want to put that out there, too.
I mentioned at the top, this wasn't just about numbers. This was about the why, which we'll dive into in a moment. Quinn Myers from Block Club Chicago, talking about the staggering drop of homicides in Chicago for the past year, 2025. Quinn, just really quickly before we dive into the why, where do we get these numbers from? Is this the mayor's office promoting this?
These are from Chicago Police Department. They put out every single week, actually, detailed numbers for that week. And then, you know, this past yesterday, they put out the kind of final preliminary numbers for 2025 shootings and homicides, that sort of thing. They actually, if you go on their website, they have their annual reports going back to 1964. And that's, I combed through those and you know, found homicide numbers going back to kind of track all this through and since the 60s. So these have come from the police department and, you know, they're shared obviously by the mayor's office and other departments in the city. But that's kind of the standard data protocol.
Essentially over 4 years, 2021 to 2025, the homicides have been halved from 800 some to 400 some. So I want to bottle this up and make sure that we are drinking this Kool-Aid moving forward, right? So we got to figure out the why.
Sure.
And who did you talk to find that out?
And I'll just say before that, halved from a generational high. This is the post-COVID peak, you know, that we hadn't seen numbers that high since the mid-90s, I think important to note. So, I talked to the mayor and I talked to a few experts who study crime, professors at Northwestern and a researcher at the University of Chicago. So we'll start with the mayor. He has often said, Mayor Brandon Johnson, that police cannot be the only strategy to fight crime. And he's gotten a lot of pushback from that, especially as, you know, there have been these high profile incidents, especially in the loop with teen takeovers, the heinous crime of, you know, the woman who got lit on fire on the CTA. But he's basically pointed to a mix of investments that he says he believes have made a difference. That is, increasing his youth jobs program, giving kids, especially on the South and West sides, summer jobs so they have something to do. They're not just hanging out all day. He talked about improving and funding community violence intervention programs, commonly known as CVI, and saying, you know, that the police department is working better with these groups. These are basically outreach workers, oftentimes ex-offenders who now are back in their old community and they are de-escalating gang conflicts or providing other resources to the community, often stopping conflicts before they become a shooting. And then he also pointed to the promotions of more detectives and the expansion of mental health resources. There is this kind of alternate police, non-police responder model where mental health providers are now going on certain calls alongside police. And, you know, that is something that has been tested in different cities and is still being ramped up here. But basically, you know, police officers, I think the argument goes, are not always trained to handle someone who's having a mental breakdown or some kind of other episode. And so providing mental health resources and officials who can help with that is kind of one strategy. So that's kind of the holistic approach, the longer term approach. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling, he pointed to, you know, better leadership style in his in the police department, officer wellness. And notably, he talked about what he said he thought were better charging and detention decisions from the Cook County State's attorney. That would be Eileen O'Neill Burke, who took over about a year ago. She took over the office from Kim Fox. And he said, quote, by keeping those repeat offenders off the street, we've been able to keep down the shootings, the homicides, the robberies, the vehicular hijackings, which are carjackings.
So when you take a look at what the mayor says and what the police superintendent says, it seems to me a really good balance of immediate changes that change who may be out on the streets and who gets detained and how they get detained, et cetera, and some of these more longer term programs that you invest in, restorative justice, summer jobs that you may not see bear fruit immediately, but take some time. I mean, Mayor Brandon Johnson has done a lot of these programs, but Lori Lightfoot did some of these programs, and they go back a ways, right, and they take time. Are experts saying that maybe it's the combo of two that can kind of make this happen?
Well, yes and no. So I think the city, the mayor, and the superintendent would say, yes, it is short-term versus long-term. It's the ER triage and the long-term care of, you know, your primary care doctor, right? It's having both. That metaphor. You know, the experts, the academics I talked to, they were very hesitant to say, point to one specific thing and say, this is the cause, other than the pretty large influx of funding, especially federal funding here and elsewhere during and after the pandemic that funded community violence intervention groups, that funded, you know, giving people food, giving people opportunities. These kind of massive this social investment that we saw after the pandemic, they likely believe that is one factor. One professor I talked to at Northwestern also talked about how arrests during COVID fell dramatically to, you know, tens of thousands of fewer arrests in Chicago than they were pre-COVID. Those arrests have ticked back up, but they aren't nearly as high as they were pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. But crime has gone down. So what does that mean? And he was saying he hasn't dug too deep into that, but what his kind of gut tells him is that means there's more targeted policing going on. There's maybe we're not police aren't out arresting people for more minor infractions, but possibly, you know, focusing on more specific and larger violent crimes. So that's one theory there, too.
I just want to make sure I understand. So during COVID, there were way less arrests, mm-hmm. which could be for a myriad of reasons, mm-hmm. including the fact of social distancing and trying to protect police officers. And police officers during that era, which was an extremely hostile time for police officers, you know, fearful, making less arrests, being directed to make less arrests. And while we haven't gotten back to the peak of arrests as before, we have seen an uptick. Perhaps it's that uptick is representative of more targeted arrests. I think
not quite. So I would say that because arrests are still tens of thousands of arrests fewer than what were happening in 2018, 2019, mm-hmm. In 2024, and 2025. So I think that speaks to a possible connection between changes in policing. Is there more targeted policing, specific kinds of policing happening rather than kind of casting this wide net and arresting people? That's just a theory, and that's kind of to be studied. And, you know, when I talk to all of these academics, they're very hesitant to give any one specific.
Of course.
Because they want to, you know, they want to analyze years of data, right, and see how things bear out. But I do think that there were some significant changes in the pandemic and afterward that we are experiencing that, you know, could certainly be contributing to the larger trends across the country.
Obviously, since we're talking on a low year, politicians, not just Mayor Johnson, anyone would trumpet the numbers, as maybe they should. I don't want to say he took credit for them, but some of the programs that he's implemented, these policies have done great. Is there something to be said for there are national trends? This is just sometimes the waves that we go through. And often the cities are linked together in the way these waves go. And this is just part of that.
Yeah, I do think that's a big part of it, right? This is something that's happening across the country. And, you know, I think if crime was skyrocketing nationally, our politicians would probably be saying, well, it's happening everywhere, right?
In fact, they did say that. Uh-huh. Quinn, I can remember Lori Lightfoot and others saying, oh, this is just part of a national trend. Doesn't mean we can't do anything about it, but what are you going to do? Right. But when the numbers go down, they say, well, here's what I did.
Right. So what I think it's important to acknowledge the societal changes and shifts we've seen since the pandemic everywhere mm-hmm. contributing to this, as well as looking at what's happening in Chicago, you know, what's working in terms of law enforcement, in terms of the court system, and in terms of these holistic investments. And it does seem to be kind of this, you know, combination of all of those. At least that is what officials and some experts are saying.
Yeah, your article also dives into a little bit about what the president says about our city versus the reality on the ground. We're going to leave that where it is today simply because we don't have time. It is an interesting thing, and we've talked a lot about on WGN about how what federal officials say about our city above and beyond is often not as true as they like to think it is. But we'll leave that for another day. Quinn, blockclubchicago.org is where you can go. I got 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to mention for our listeners?
I think that's it. Well, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on this in 2026. I think there's now an expectation that these numbers are going to continue to go down. So we'll see if that happens or if they kind of stagnate.
Yeah, we'll see. Quinn Myers, nice work on this, buddy.
Thanks so much.